Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, I am so excited about today's episode because today we're going to talk about how do you provide support for people in the right way. Listen, this is so needed. This is necessary because, you know, on the last episode, we talked about how much do you fear what other people think. And so we're going to just stretch that concept and move on to how do you support people in the right way. Listen, I would like to shout out my supporting cast, you know, and that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowers me in a way like you can never imagine. I don't even know how to really give the proper respect for the Holy Spirit because there's a lot of things that I don't necessarily want to do that I still get to do because the Holy Spirit says that I'm qualified and He'll give me that endurance. He will give me the affirmations that I need. And the Holy Spirit is a fan of walking through the process with you. And so I'm never left or forsaken for sure. I could definitely tell you that when it comes to the Trinity. So how do you provide support for people is you have to be willing to support. So I have an event coming up that whenever I have an event, I go ahead and sit down my executive assistant, which is my daughter, Chloe, and I prepare Chloe for the event. And I know that people might see me standing behind the stage, but really the star behind it all is my daughter's support, right? A lot of people are just looking for support. It could be one person that supports. It doesn't have to be more than one. But when you find that person that supports you, it's the best feeling in the world. And my daughter, she will soon be 14 at the end of this month. She listens when I ask for her to support me. Okay? And in that, it allows me to be seen, heard, and valued. And when you show someone that they're seen, heard, and valued, they feel cared for. And once they're cared for, they will allow others around them to support them throughout their journey. But you first have to be supported to receive support. Because for a long time, I went unsupported. Or it could have been that I did not know how to ask for help or receive help. That's, you know, could have been a lot of pride in the way. But, you know, pride came in because I did ask for help and didn't receive it from those that I asked for help from. But your support could come from people that you may not have considered them to be useful, right? Who would think that a daughter and a teenager could help her mother with an event? But my daughter is the reason why my events are successful, because her stress is not my stress. She likes to be behind the scenes. She likes to do her thing. And for me, it's just that she knows me. So if my facial expressions change, if my emotions, you know, are regulated in a different way than from, you know, being joyful, ready, being an active listener, she can look at me and say, "Mom, what's up? You look frustrated. Talk to me." Whereas no one else could do that because, you know, you have some grumpy people, some angry people, some mad people all the time. Some people can accept that if you're new to me as an acceptable behavior. But it's not acceptable for me to rest in those emotions that's going to take me to a gloomy state. You know, I just deal with those emotions for as long as I need to. And the thing is to let it go so that it can serve me well. I want my sadness to serve me well and not to kill me and strangle me with his thumb and say, hey, I'm about to suffocate you and you're not going to get under from underneath the sadness. No, I like for my sadness to serve its purpose so that I can identify with what that emotion makes me feel like so I can, you know, stop doing that particular thing that makes me feel the sad. Okay. Or at least add some conversation to the mix so that I could be heard. Right. And so how you can support a person the right way is, you know, just ask a person how they like to be supported. That's the best way to do it. Don't just go in thinking that you know how to support a person. Right. Some people have their lives pretty managed. And they're a pretty old machine. So they might just need you to listen to them. That might be support. It could be, hey, I'm working on this new thing and occasionally I want you to ask me about it. Right? Or it could be, hey, I want you to show up at this concert. My band is playing. It could be listening to their new song. For me, it could be supporting my podcast. Or it could be coming to support an event, right? Because in those moments, you want to be supported in whatever way you can. So I think this is a pretty self-explanatory podcast episode. However, it's not. Because if you listen to the last episode, I was talking about about fear and how fear changes how we think of other people because we're thinking of how other people are thinking of us. But when it comes to support, when I'm new to people and sometimes they have a lot and they have appears like they have it all going on, I have to take a step back and see like, okay, how do I want to show up to support this person? And if they're asking for me to support them in a way that's new to me, am I able to articulate to them, I really don't know how to show up for you this way because I've never done it that way. So do you have grace for me to teach me how to support you in this way? And that may be teaching me some of those technical terms. Because I don't want you to talk to me and it sounds like you're explaining a science project. But I want to understand what you're saying. So if you have the time to teach me so that you can reach a place inside of me, which is interest for this particular thing, then yes, I want to support you. But maybe I may not be the person to support you for that particular event because I don't have enough interest in the thing that interests you. But that doesn't mean that I'm not interested in you. Just that one thing is not something that I can get on board with. I don't know why. It's something I like or something I dislike. And it's okay for me to have something that I dislike. And it's not disliking you. So I think that we have to use effective communication when it comes to support. For me, I really like to read my word. So my children have learned that this is something I like to do and I can be lengthy with reading the word. And so what my kids do, because I would get snappy, just being honest, when they did not want to do it with me. And I'm like, okay, what a bummer. I show up for this for you and I'm doing this. And then when the things I like, they're like, well, mom, we like it, but not on the level that you like it. You want to labor in this word, mom, like one verse is enough. So then I had to allow my kids to lead the Bible study and they love to lead it because they get out 10 to 15 minutes earlier than if I let it. And, you know, and I'm only doing it not to just like trap my kids and take over their 30 to 40 minutes and like, oh no, I get lost in, you know, translating the Bible and, you know, bring it to a place to where they can feast on the word. So But I had to see, like, mom, we want to support you, but not in the way that you want to be supported. They were able to use their words and articulate how they want to show up, because they weren't a fan of me saying that they did not want to support. They're just saying, mom, I want to support you, but can you value the time? Value our time as we're supporting what you like. We do understand that you're helping us and helping the family, but mom, we don't have the attention span for 30 minutes. Okay? So I love that about them, that they taught me their way of how they want to show up. Okay? So you can figure that piece out. And so I have some people that, you know, I've invited to poetry and, you know, I'll share poetry, but that might not be things that other people are into, right? I like to go and sit in nature under a tree. A lot of people don't like nature. So support can look different. I believe that what we're having is an issue of communicating our likes and our dislikes. And when we really are passionate about something, like I was with the word, you know, pestering my kids with the word and say, hey, like this thing because I like it because it's shiny. But I've learned that you can't do that. And we have to give people space to say that, hey, I'm not for this. I'm not into this right now. And then you go and find a group of people that are interested in the things that you are interested in. And then that's your support circle right there. Right? Because I think what happens is that we think that all of our friends and all of our family should be supporting all of our interests and our likes and our desires. No. Because at the same time that you found something that you like, that you're interested in and that you desire, other people are trying to discover themselves and their likes and their interests and their desires. So you might have caught them at a time where they're trying to figure themselves out. And if they're, if people have supported you 2 to 3 times to reduce jealousy and envy, you need that person to figure themselves out, or else they're going to make your life miserable because they don't know themselves. So while you have yourself figured out, go find a support group that can support you in that area. Like for me, I like therapy. I have a particular person who's not a fan of therapy. They're like really against therapy. And I'm like, why are you against it? But instead of arguing why therapy is valuable, this person doesn't have a like in therapy. So I had to like back off on it, because you can't tell an adult what to do, even if you think that it will be good for them. So supporting someone is to hear what they don't like. Another way that you can support people is I could be better at, and that you may be able to be better at, is asking a person mid-conversation when they're sharing new information, when they lay it out, say, how would you like me to support you in this? Guys, it would take so much pressure, so much weight off your shoulders if you just don't go and start doing busy work before you were asked to help. See, I roll my sleeves up. I'm like, okay, I'm prepared to work. I came prepared to serve you because I love you. But no, some people want to do that laboring on their own, and they should, and ask for help as needed. So let's cut out some time and of overextending ourselves by asking people how they want to be supported. And anytime there is a new interest that a person has, and they have like 3 to 4 hobbies, try to support 2 to 3 of those things, because they're trying to figure themselves out, right? It's really hard to figure out what you're good at, especially if you have started your pursuit for purpose and passion later on in life. All right. So we have to show interest. But if you know of a group, if you have a friend that wants to get into fitness and that's not your thing, then connect her with maybe a church community or a neighborhood community that walks or reads or writes or whatever it is. You could be a supportive cast by connecting people to other resources apart from you. All right. So I'm not asking us to be supportive people to add more to our plate. I'm asking us to be resourceful. And when we do that, we actually connect people with the community that will help bring out more personality, bring out more depth of the person. But when we try to be the all and in all, we're going to run on empty. Trust me, I know this because, you know, I'm like, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to support. I'm ready to serve. Well, that's a good attitude to have, but let someone else do it. If you are the person that always supports people, step back and let someone else support. It's okay. I don't see anything negative with that. I think that people cannot expect that the people that supported them last season to support them this season. Why? Because their interest has changed. And if you have been supported by people in one season, come back and support them in the next season or in the current season, because that's how you keep a cycle of support going on. That's why I cheer for my daughter and I'm the loudest out there, because I know that when I have an event, my daughter is quiet. She sits there. She's very attentive because when it comes to that event, I want things a certain way. And she's used to it by now that she's like, okay, mom is not playing. She's on kingdom business. She's on kingdom assignment. And if it has anything to do with God, I need to be focused, or else my mom is going to lecture me about it. Right? Because I like to come the right way. Right? Because when I'm doing anything for God, first impressions matter. Right? And so let's say if someone asks you to come support them and you just met the person, all I'm asking us to do is just use your words. Tell them what you will do or what you won't do, right? Don't have a person waiting for you to do something that you don't want to do. Just communicate it. Like, I may sometimes support people by actually going on the date, right? I'll go on the date. I will give it a shot and go on the date. Now, when I go on the date, I don't control the outcome of the date. Both parties do, right? So that is me supporting people in some type of capacity, right? So support can look completely different. Sometimes I go to different churches because they want to be supported in faith. They want to see me come and show up and show like, hey, you matter to me. You are important. Right? So I support other people's events that's not mine. And I just go and listen to other people. There are other poets in the city that invite me out. I just go and I listen to them. And sometimes they'll have open mic and sometimes I'll share. But even though I like sharing poetry, I also like to consume it. I like to hear it. So I don't have to be on the microphone. Sometimes I like to be around, you know, people that are talented. It's such a good feeling to watch someone express themselves in a way, because I know how hard it is to build up confidence. And I have an episode that says that, you know, our confidence comes from God. Right? And so all of this concept of support, this concept of care, it comes from the relationship I have with God. So if you're struggling with support, then that's okay. We all start from somewhere. We all have our own genesis. But I just ask you that you lean into the relationship with God, because God will definitely show you how to support people by how he supports you. You're going to need patience when you're supporting people, and you're going to have peace within yourself. Because if you're coming to support people, you have to keep in mind that they have a little anxiety probably inside of them. So you don't need to come forth and say anything negative. Now, you can give constructive, you know, feedback and say, hey, let's fix this sign before you start. Let's do this little thing to, you know, add more value or whatever. But you don't want to come and be negative when you're supporting. If you're having a bad day, you'd be like, listen, I'm concerned about the energy that I might bring. And I know that the energy is transferable. So let me miss out on this event and maybe let me get you a coffee or let me take you out to eat. Let me celebrate you afterwards. Is that okay? Again, asking how you can support them outside of the event. If you miss an event, that's okay. Life happens. But listen, you need to make a commitment to your circle, to your influence, right? If you are to influence your friends or your peers or whomever, your workplace, you have to show up to support them. That's important. Okay. So I love that we're learning a lot of things that are going to take us to the next level. And it brings my heart great joy to know that we are. Listen, we are all smart, strong, powerful. I would love to see us show the next person, you know, how well we've been loving on ourselves by going back to love on them. And the best way to do it is to support a person. If you have someone in your family, they are discouraged, encourage them to do something. Support them in the process of if they need to, you know, work on hygiene, check on them. Check in, do check-ins, compliment the thing that they're doing so they can go from good, better to their best. So let's all help each other get to our best. And so it's been my honor serving you today on this episode. Thank you for your listening ear. If this is your first time, thank you for listening to the sound of my voice. I am God's Queen Lady Honey. And I'm here to serve from a pure place. So I hope that you are able to hear the humility come across. And I hope that you guys get to hear me be vulnerable about the things that I'm still working on and working towards my phenomenal woman. So hopefully by the end of my life, I've laid it all down and you're able to pick up these breadcrumbs and listen to an episode, read a book, or soon watch a play, or soon listen to, you know, watch a film. And you'll get to see that I'm becoming my highest version of myself by letting go of the old version to step in the new version. But sometimes it gets messy because my new version goes back into my old version because it's all I know as I'm learning how to accept a new identity, and that's God's sight and hearing. So I do thank you. And in closing, for all of my new people, I do like to freestyle out, so I'll do that now. Father God, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for supporting me in a way that allowed me to find myself, my voice, my confidence, and the self-awareness that I'm nothing without you. God, I deserve to labor in your presence more than I do. And I'm working towards doing that because you're such a supportive father, such a supportive shepherd, right? Such a supportive fighter on my behalf. And I want to make sure that you are appreciated for being a supportive father, a supportive friend, a supportive love, a Lord and Savior. So for the times that I have missed a mark, forgive me. But I pray that soon and very soon in my actions, you'll be able to see those actionable items that say that I really appreciate you for who you are. And for you on the other side of this, I'm asking that you stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.